It is BBC, sorry, it's 8 minutes now to 8 o'clock. The former prison psychologist and director of the Butler Trust charity is Simon Shepherd, and he wanted to explore some of the myths about life behind bars. And as part of that, he made it his personal mission to visit every closed prison in England and Wales. After 18 months, 17,210 miles and 102 prisons, he's put his thoughts together in a free ebook, The Good Book of Prisons. I've been speaking to him about Surrey's closed prisons.
It turned out to be a lot bigger job than I'd envisaged. So yeah, all 102 closed prisons in England and Wales, that's prisons with walls and fences around them. And that's 17,000 miles and 17 months it took me. And I spoke to more than 2,000 prisoners and staff across the estate. And really what I wanted to do was to find out about the good things that are going on in our prisons, because if we want prisons to be as effective as they can be at managing and reforming prisoners, then we need to know about the good stuff and share it more widely.
How did you find it?
It was really, really interesting, you know. I mean, I've worked in and around prisons for 30 years. I used to be a psychologist myself back in the 90s. I've run the Butler Trust for the last 10 years, and we're all about recognising and celebrating the work of really outstanding individuals working in the prison system. So I kind of knew that in spite of all of the negative press, that there were good things going on in prisons. But to actually go out there and find out firsthand and to be able to talk to prisoners and talk to officers about that good work, it was a real privilege, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I was exhausted by the end of it, but it was a privilege. And it was really interesting and encouraging, I think, because normally all you ever get to see is bad news, it's drugs, it's violence. And yes, those things are there and very real, and we mustn't minimise them and try and pretend they're not there. But I think for me, it was great to hear people talking about what they were proud of, what they thought they were doing that was really good. And, you know, particularly, and I think what your listeners might be surprised about, actually, is how positively a lot of the prisoners talked about the staff. Because, you know, back in the day when I joined the prison service in the late 80s, prisoners didn't talk to staff and staff didn't talk to them. But over the years, that's changed really profoundly. And that's at the heart of everything that's good in our prisons, really, is the prison officers and the work they do there. That we really should, I think, be much prouder of them and give them much more credit than perhaps they get. They do an astonishing job.
But the people who work in the prison service themselves have described awful conditions. They've described it being a really nightmare job, mainly due to staff shortages.
I've been round every single prison. I have talked to staff and prisoners in every single prison. And the picture I got over 2017, 2018 and into 2019 was that they were beginning to turn a corner and things were beginning to improve. Of course, there are people who will tell you that, you know, morale has never been lower and, you know, they want out. And I understand that. And do you know what? You know, all credit to them for doing the job in the first place. If it's become, you know, a job they're no longer comfortable with, I don't think we should judge people for that.
Here in Surrey, we've got Bronzefield in Ashford, Coldinglow in Bisley, Downview and also High Down, and also Send Prison. How did you find those?
You've got three female prisons in those five, actually, and they're quite different from the rest of the estate in sort of quite significant ways. There tends to be a real focus, particularly in the female estate, around families and support for families and maintaining family relationships. And, you know, I think the female estate has got much, much better at that in recent years. And, you know, Bronzefield and Downview and Send all do really good work around that. And that's critical, you know. I mean, if you take a woman away from her kids, I just can't imagine what that must feel like. But not just for the woman herself, but also for the kids, it's really important to maintain those relationships. So they do some great work around that. Some really good education and training at Downview, for instance. You've got the what they call a PIPE, which stands for Psychologically Informed Planned Environment, which probably doesn't leave you any the wiser, but it's a sort of specialist rehabilitation unit at Send Prison. And then also you've got Coldingley and High Down. I mean, Coldingley, as you probably be aware, is very much a sort of industrial prison, so they've got a lot of workshops and education and training around vocational training and links with employers at Coldingley, which I think is obviously really critical. If we want men to go out there and go straight, obviously a job makes a huge difference there. And then at High Down, again, around, I think, family visits, for instance, particular strength there. They've also introduced in-cell phones at High Down also to support family relationships. And I think that's quite an important initiative, which is much misunderstood, actually. I think people get the idea that prisoners are just going to sit in their cells, you know, ringing up their criminal contacts or phoning up their victims to harass them. And, of course, it's not like that at all, because they can only make outside calls. They can't get people phoning in. They only make outside calls, and those are, all have to be pre-approved, and they're monitored. But that's, again, the phones is about basically trying to maintain relationships with families.
If there was one prison, if you did actually end up inside, where would you most want to go to?
Where would I? That's a really unfair question. I'd hope to hell I'd never do end up in prison, to be perfectly honest. But no prison is a holiday camp. No prison is anywhere where I'd want to be if I could possibly avoid it.
Fascinating. Speaking to Simon Shepherd from the Butler Trust charity, having visited over an 18-month period all 102 prisons. You can find that free ebook if you just do a search for The Good Book of Prisons.